Hi there, and welcome to the Feel Better Podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Tanya Facer from Revive Pilates in Port Credit. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Good. I'm excited to talk to you as well. Okay. So let's start with Port Credit. How cool is Port Credit?
I love it. I've lived there for a long time. I've moved out to Clarkson about 10 years ago, but I'm pretty much every day in Port Credit.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
So you've opened a Pilates studio in Port Credit. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Tell me about the studio.
Well, the studio actually was in Port Credit since 1999. It was formerly known as Second Wind Pilates. I kind of took over it in 2014. So it's been about 11 years. We rebranded it as Revive Pilates. Yeah, I love it. I've been there for a long time.
Okay, so this may or may not surprise you, but I've recently started to try Pilates.
Oh,
and
good
I like
for you.
It, but it's unlike anything I've ever done before.
Right,
and it's hard.
Yeah,
it's challenging.
It is,
because like I played rugby my whole life.
Okay,
right. So I'm no stranger to a gym or running, like training for contact sports. But Pilates is a different
game altogether. Yeah. What's your most important thing you've taken away so far from it, besides it's being hard?
I find that I feel at peace afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we get a lot. It's the somatic work. So we don't just teach Pilates. We teach a lot of somatic. So we're moving our body from kind of like inside. Breathing is the most important to connect to your core. And that's why you feel so at peace, right?
Yeah.
You know, like yawning at the beginning of class.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's the because it's physically challenging.
It
like
is.
I tried the reformer class.
Yeah. Okay.
I had to buy the special socks. I didn't know that there are special Pilates socks. Maybe you don't
those
know
are
this.
Optional. Yeah, those are optional.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I got ones with cherries on the top.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I had a choice between watermelons or cherries.
Okay.
And lemons.
Okay.
I chose the cherries.
Got a little flashy, you know. Yeah, I prefer no socks. I just feel it's a little bit more connected, you know, like grounding, walking barefoot kind of thing. I'm a little more connected. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's very interesting. So tell me a little bit about your clients. Are you tapping into the Port Credit crowd? Are you getting people from all over coming to do Pilates with you?
A little bit of both. We do get quite a bit of referrals from chiropractors or physios who know me, who know my work, and we've worked together with other clients. So we get some people coming out of kind of rehab,
right,
prehabbing, or just getting back into their physical exercise and learning their compensating patterns that happen when you have an injury.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We get a lot of pre-postnatal. Like, my passion is working with postpartum women.
Okay.
I have three kids. I've been through, you know, Pilates all through those pregnancies and postpartum, and it really helped me. So every time I kind of had something going on in my life, I kind of did some more learning and more education, and now I'm able to bring that to my clients, which is pretty cool.
Fantastic. That's a great specialty then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got to ask you, so I could be wrong, but I'm going to guess that you haven't always been a Pilates instructor or a Pilates studio owner. Were you doing something different before you got into
Pilates?
Can you tell me that story?
Yeah, so I was always interested in health and fitness. So I was a personal trainer like in my early 20s after doing other things. The list goes on. And I was working for a chiropractor helping his clients do their work, their homework. And I figured I didn't really feel like I had all the tools I needed. So I started just taking Pilates for myself because I was interested in it. And I started to learn a lot. I started to feel like how Pilates is making you feel, right?
Right.
The calmness. I learned breath support really helped me with my physical activity, my running and stuff. My posture changed.
Really?
Right? Oh, yeah. And this is before I was teaching Pilates. This is just me doing it for fun. And then I started doing the training. Yeah. And that really changed everything. I was able to teach my clients better. I felt like I had more tools. And then I just keep learning. Yeah. It's never ending, which is great.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're always able to help people, which must make you feel very nice.
Yeah, so it is. I love seeing somebody kind of wake up and just kind of like be excited about moving their body and learning how to do it safely and not being in pain and not being scared and, you know, just being kind of like owning their body.
Right.
Yeah. No matter if it's Pilates or going back to weight training or whatever activity they like to do, or just being, you know, a person
right.
who has to work, you know, sitting down all day, you know, they're able to manage that right? So I think that's good.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Good. Yeah, yeah, no, I can imagine. Yeah, good. And it must feel incredibly fulfilling for you to help people feel better every day. Can you speak to how that makes you feel?
Yeah, obviously it makes me feel good, right? I think that's probably why I do what I do, right? I don't have to like, oh my God, I got to go into work and I got to, you know, teach this class. Like, I'm excited every time I come to work.
Great. That's important.
Yeah. And, you know, people thank you, you know, you thank them. It's just it's a circle. Yeah.
Nice. So you're a Pilates instructor, but you're also like a business owner. Mm-hmm. So what would be the major challenge for you on the business side of things?
Oh, well, I had to learn. I was still learning, you know, the hard way. I didn't have a business degree. I didn't have any business education going into it. I had a lot of managerial experience from my past jobs, you know. But yeah, just learning the business end of the thing, you know, the admin, the marketing is hard. Never really had a problem with it. I just don't like doing it.
Right.
Normally, it's word of mouth and it's referrals. You know, I've never really put out many ads because I don't feel they're inviting the clientele that I prefer to work with.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Pilates is getting really, really popular. I mean, just in Port Credit, there's probably like four other studios that have popped up in the last month or two.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So it's pretty competitive.
I guess competitive. I don't feel like my business is suffering because of that. We are going to invite the clients that we want to work with, you know, and the clientele who's drawn to us as opposed to another place, right? And yeah.
And what types of clientele are you looking to work with?
Ones who are committed to working on themselves. Yeah, not just, you know, I mean, everybody wants to try something new.
Right.
And that's totally fine.
Okay.
But I'm looking for the person who's committed to working on themselves, you know, whether or not they stay as a client, they come back every once in a while, but the client who's committed to working on themselves to make a change, not just, you know, feel their abs work or, you know, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So yeah. It's more about their desire
yeah.
for self-improvement.
Yes. And the community, the students that, you know, have been at the studio for, gosh, we have some been here for 20 years. Right? And some who are new and have been here for 2 years, but like, it's a community. Like these people are making friendships too.
Right. That's amazing.
Yeah. I try to do some extracurricular things.
Oh, cool.
We've done a little bit of paddleboarding and we're, I say we, me, I'm trying to take my students out to learn new things, like learning how to fence, like do some fencing and, you know, obstacle course stuff and going on hikes. So just trying to bring a community feel to.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone else does that. That sounds kind of novel. I like that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So you're building upon the community that's already existing there.
Mm-hmm.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. Very cool. So Tanya, if people want to know a little bit more about Revive Pilates, where should they go?
Revivepilates.ca. We're on Instagram at Revive Pilates Plus, and we're in Port Credit on 3 Brant Avenue, right on the corner of Lakeshore and Brant.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you guys for joining me again here on the Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.